KGH Properties Development LLC.
Gentlemen, referring to this one, before a motion's made, whether there's a motion to approve or deny it, I guess, tonight, and then also this applies to the other Gulfstream land one, I think some consideration has to be made to, at least in the, in, if there's conditions on any approval, and I don't know whether it's going to be approved, but anyway, that addresses, as Mr. Lang said, the fact that they put the cart before the horse.
I think it should be very clear. In fact, I think there should be, it should stipulate that if the system they've proposed to use is not available, that's it, no negotiation, no nothing, you start all over again. You come back in and apply for another subdivision. It simply rescinds, it's just all bets are off. I understand why they're doing what they're doing, but think about it. We're being asked to approve something based on something that isn't an application that we haven't even heard yet, let alone approved or anything.
Particularly on this one.
Right.
The other one maybe is a little bit different.
Yeah, because there was a pre-existing subdivision that did have, and all that one's a little bit different, but. I'm not suggesting that we should hold it up, throw it out, or say no for that reason. But I think if the commission is inclined to approve it, I think the language should be strong and explicit.
Because right now, just so you're aware, I don't know if you saw in the proposed conditions, that the conditions are basically that it shall be connected to an on-site or connected to a central sewer system. That's not exactly it, but it's as broad as that. So.
And he so much has said that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's what we want.
Right.
I think
and we're also getting in a circumstance where the more of these we approve,
more pressure,
more documents they'll be able to, more of these they'll be able to support for the conditional use, as if you have to approve, you have no choice but to approve the conditional use because we have all these other approvals.
Subdivision riding on it,
But the other projects that we just deferred action on is not that unsimilar, because as soon as you go off, they had approval for the project adjacent to the previous application. The adjacent property had a project approval for on-site treatment for that project only. Now they're going neighboring property, so it's going off-site, so then it becomes a conditional use issue.
Right.
Or does it? It's getting to that point.
Well,
that's contiguous, where this one's fairly good distance away, that they're going to have to pipe it and pump it and have pump stations and everything else.
We had that with the Stonewater Creek, where they were.
But they applied
there was that other project that was held up until we.
But they applied for conditional use to be able to.
Yeah.
But do that.
To do it.
Right.
And that was to serve a limitation on their projects.
Right. And I think on one of those, there may have been a representation by the applicant that they understood that it was contingent on the approval of the other conditional use. I think Mr. Byard had that one, maybe, if I recall, and he said, look, I know, I don't want to put words in his mouth, that we've got the situation and we're fine with holding this up until the sewer plant works.
Because that brings in the whole concept of it. This development is not owned by the same people that own Beaver Creek. So it's not like the Stonewater Creek deal that was, it was one developer that was servicing his own developments. So now we're actually taking a development, perhaps, if depending upon what
the difference would,
on that matter.
Would be, though, is that it's not the way it would work is it's not the development that's providing services to other developments. They're going to come in and get a conditional use, and it really at that point it's just where it's physically located. It's going to be operated by some private wastewater treatment system operator regulated through the state, and just happens to be on this development. And they're going to carve that out as a conditional use, and that's going to be the consideration that you all are going to have to make on, for example, on Beaver Creek, of whether that's appropriate to have that as a regional utility within
right.
the subdivision.
Whether Beaver Creek is now going to service all these other communities on Beaver Creek land.
Right.
Well, I think Beaver Creek, if I understand it right, Artesian is going to take over the Beaver Creek system and probably fee simple, and take it over and then provide the public service. Not saying they can't do that because they can't operate a central sewage treatment facility for a project unless it's operated by licensed Delaware operators, and that would be Artesian's management or whatever they call themselves. in this case.
Didn't he have the option on two, though? Didn't he say there was?
Yeah, he referenced Heron Bay.
Yeah, Heron Bay.
But almost all the projects have central sewer on site or designed with more capacity than what they have. And they probably need to design them that way.
Because
if they failure would be longer term down the road before it should happen, but more capacity.
I'm sure it's going to come back. When they applied for Beaver Creek, they specifically represented during that application that they had capacity to serve Harbison and some of the other areas around there. So, I mean, they were very upfront with that during that process, too. For what that's worth, anyway.
Well, Mr. Chairman, concerning conditional or subdivision number 2005-50, my motion is for deferral to give the commission time for further consideration.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-50 KGH Properties Development LLC to allow for further consideration. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next item. Subdivision 2005-51, Vincent Odo.
Mr. Chairman, I move to defer subdivision 2005-51, Vincent Odo, until a septic feasibility is received.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on subdivision 2005-51, Vincent Odo, until a septic feasibility is received. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Next item is subdivision 2006-17.